Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for a little puck around and find out another day, another comeback victory for your Dallas Stars. Can I give you a little bit of audio? I know you're excited, Corey, and I also want to know your breakdown of how you watched all these games. Cut number 8, if you will, Joe Pavelski doing awesome things.
It'll be played back to the far point. Tanev looking for traffic in front. They score. That took a deflection as Tanev just threw it to the net. And the Stars take a 3-2 lead here in the second period.
Now, that would be the last goal of the game. We were just talking about this off air. There was a very nerve-wracking moment where it looked as though Buffalo had tied the game up. And then we were joking off air. Unless that was Wemby you were defending, that was definitely a high stick. And so when they went back in the replay and then props.
Do you think Wemby can skate?
No.
Do you think it's harder to skate when you're tall?
For sure,
yes.
I do.
And it's more terrifying, too, because it's farther
your
falling.
Your head is further from the ice.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I don't know if he can skate, but I bet that it is harder for taller people.
That's why they're only short MMA fighters.
Actually, you know what? There used to be this MMA fighter, Stefan Struve. He was like 6'11", maybe 7 foot. He got knocked out spectacularly multiple times, and it was like watching a building being demolished the way he would just cut, or a tree
Timber.
Getting cut. Yes, there is a couple of highlights you can look up where he falls and it's just like, because he was falling for so long. It was amazing. Anyway, Look for a second like Buffalo had gotten the tying goal. They went back and reviewed it. Props to the fans at the AAC who were doing their cosplay ref stuff. They were doing a fantastic job, and they were already pointing down to their, like, hey, no goal.
Did they put Victor in the box as well at some point during the broadcast?
I think at that point they did. In this instance that I particularly saw the fans, they were judging if it should have counted as a goal or
not
with Victory Green. It did not. Dallas wins once again. This is their 25th comeback win of the season.
Obviously, I would rather not have comeback wins. Especially 25 of them. That seems like a lot.
Okay, I will tell you, keep in mind, that could also be...
You got down early.
You gave up the first goal.
Okay.
You know, like, if you give up the first goal, that counts as a comeback win. And guess what? Yesterday, the Stars did give up the first goal in 4 minutes. They tied the game 2 minutes later. That still counts. And then they fell behind again.
Okay.
That still counts as a comeback goal.
Well, then I'd still like to score the first goal and the last goal.
Okay.
And be a winner.
I think
every
that's
game,
fair.
If that's okay. 82-0.
That would take a long time to do that study, but I would like to know how many times teams, if you score the first goal and the last goal, win.
Uh-huh.
I feel like probably a pretty good amount.
If you just shut them out every time and score multiple or just one goal, then you've done it.
So. I've often just said, score 7 goals.
Yeah.
You know, score 7 goals and you win.
I mean, they did that.
That's been Reggie saying since we met.
Mm-hmm. The best analytic I ever found was, if you score more than the other team, you win 100% of the time.
I heard Mike say that on radio once, and I was like,
it's 100%er. I'm sticking to that one. Like, you can't analytic it any other way.
Okay. That's... Good to know. You guys are, man, you guys are really on point
right
now. You
spit facts on the fan.
Yes, yes, you do. Yes, you do. The Stars have now won 15 of their last 18 games. By the way, if you're looking for a pretty goal, go out of your way to go back and watch the Wyatt Johnston goal, where it's essentially, I'm going to do a terrible job of describing this because, you know, I'm not Razor. It's a reverse goal between two defenders where he's not looking at the net and he kind of spins around and shoots it. It's incredible the way he worked through the traffic after missing an attempt and getting it back from Harley.
Okay. You know what, Kevin?
Look, you should go look at it. I did a poor job of describing. It was a neat looking goal.
Next week, I'm gonna request one of Mike's friends be on the show with us.
Okay.
And we'll see if Mr. Raya wants to tell us, describe it that way.
Is it Raya or Ray?
We'll ask him. Yeah.
And if it was a reverse goal,
I think he's gonna back me up on this.
We'll ask him if he wants to come on and
there's
explain
an A
it
at
all.
The end of his name.
Mm-hmm.
Raya.
I always thought it was Raya. I don't know why.
I think it's just Ray.
I'm going to listen to him say it on the broadcast, and I'll just, if he says it right, I'll be like, I'm not arguing with that guy.
If I say Ray.
What do you mean if he says it right? As in however he says it, the right way to say it?
Do you guys think of Darth Vader when you say the word Ray because of Field of Dreams?
Wow, that's a
I thought
that's
you were
going to
say
because
of the Star Wars sequels.
What's his name in real life?
James Earl Jones?
Yeah. James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Ray.
Because every time he says Ray, I think of Darth Vader.
Okay.
But then I think of Field of Dreams.
And you know what? Ray Liotta's in that movie, too.
He is.
He's Shoeless Joe, and he's dead now. And
his name's
both
Liotta,
of them are.
Right?
Shoeless Joe and Ray Liotta.
Rest in peace.
How did we get here? We're just talking about the Wyatt Johnson.
I was just trying to help you out getting somebody.
Because he said Brian Raya, and then I was like, I think it's just Ray. Uh-huh. And then every time I say Ray, I think of Field of Dreams, and the person who I think of saying Ray is Darth Vader. That's how we got there.
Fair.
I have a question about that. What if Anakin hadn't gone bad? How would things have turned out?
Actually,
I don't know. There was a zillion Jedi, and there was a zillion other people in line to be the other bad person.
What if Ben
Kevin,
Solo?
Let the hate flow. You know you want to.
What if
just
Ben Solo had actually been a bounty hunter?
See, and now you're going to be like, hey, what if Qui-Gon hadn't got killed by Darth Maul? Would he have been able to keep Anakin on the straight? Yeah. Okay, look, we don't have time for that
what
right
if
now.
If Leia had been trained in the way of the Jedi?
She was.
Like what? Like really grown up as a Jedi.
Look, wouldn't have mattered. There's a zillion other ones.
There are a lot of things.
Disney made a zillion Jedi.
That I could just ignore what happened with Disney. Uh-huh. There are a lot of things we can get into. Right now, I want to talk about the Stars.
Okay.
All right.
Jake Oettinger.
He's the goalie.
That is true. Who's the other goalie?
I call him Westwood 1. Because
you call him Wedgwood 1.
Scott Wedgwood.
Yeah, Scott Wedgwood.
He is 8-0-0.
He's not number 47, is he?
In his, I honestly
I
do not
so.
Know what
I don't
number
think
he
is. Sorry.
He's 8-0-0 in his last eight starts with a goals against average of, I believe, 1.65.
Otter's
and
out.
A save percentage of 9.39. No, this is Oettinger in his last
eight
games.
Oh, I thought you were
not
saying.
Scott Wedgwood.
I was like, he's been really good. What are we playing Oettinger for?
He also has two shutouts during this time. He is peaking at the absolute right time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scott Wedgwood's number 41, by the way.
Dang it.
I wanted to go... So close. Sean and RJ had Craig Ludwig on, and Craig Ludwig's on the Spits and Suds podcast.
He might be recording one right now.
Boss man Gavin Spittle. And I thought this was a really interesting point. Cut 13, if you can, Reggie. This is kind of talking about the way that the Stars are playing, but also where they're trusting Otter.
They don't have to worry now. I don't think Pete DeBoer has to worry so much now about getting the right players against or away from whatever the other team wants to do. With the, you know, the home team obviously has last change. I don't think you have to worry about that. I think the players know that. We're just going to go out and play. We don't really care who matches up. So anytime you play on the road and you play in the playoffs on the road, especially, who needs to be your best player? You know, it's your goaltender. And so at the end of the day, for the most part, playoff hockey, it ends up being, you know, he's one of the top two guys, top three guys, that most important ones. So let's play to our strengths. And I think that's what this team can do. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. They're saying they get down last night. Do you think there's one guy that was panicking when they were down a goal? Do you think there's anybody panicking when they're down two goals going into the third period? I just think there's a belief in this group that's like, we've done this all year. We've been down. We can come back. Otter's going to take care. You know, he's not giving up any more goals. We already know that. And I just think that's the belief that they have in each other.
There's a lot of things that he kind of touched on there. And the key point is their trust in their goalie.
Yeah.
And like where he is right now. And I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, of him kind of building up to the point where the rest of the team can be cocky because they know that dude's there with them. It's kind of like, I'm pretty cocky about our show because I know Kevin's right here. And I'm like, we're pretty damn good because Kevin's really good at what he does. And so that's one of those feelings.
In your face, Mike.
Mike's very good at what he does. But I think Mike and I both get pretty cocky that we know we have Kevin to keep it on the rails whenever it gets
I know.
Off.
We hate when you're not here because then we have to be serious.
You can be serious when I am here, too.
Mad Nobody at likes us. That show.
Yeah,
all right?
Everybody says they don't like it.
Everybody loves the show where you get mad. Anyway, back to the point. Otter's at a point where he knows, oh, you know what? That one slipped by me, but it's not going to happen again. And the rest of the team has a lot of faith in it. The thing he talked about before that, though, I thought was really interesting, too. This is DeBoer and the players all knowing they have every tool in the toolbox.
Yeah.
They are a complete tool set. So, and I'm not saying they're tools, Mike, but this is when you, I did give this comparison to Kevin earlier, Mike, maybe you'll understand it, too. If I go, if I'm a manager and I'm like,
am I smart as Kevin? Is that what you're saying?
You're not. But if I have,
that's so rude.
If I have a degree
for the entire universe, right?
Yeah, Universal Studies, UTA. Your son's going there. Deal with that.
If I'm a manager and I go into it, I go, I have one power hitter, and they're like, okay, but do you have guys that can get on base? You're like, no, but I have a power hitter. You're not good enough.
Angels.
Exactly. Your team's not going to be good enough. But if you go, I have four or five power hitters and also a bunch of guys that can get on base, you
Rangers.
Have a complete toolbox.
Yes.
Yes. The Rangers had a complete toolbox last year. They had everything they needed to win a championship. The Stars currently have the complete toolbox. They have guys that have grit on the defensive part. They have skilled players on the defensive side. They have skilled players up front. They have guys that can fly. They have guys that can hit you. They have everything. Not really fly, Mike, but they have all the things that they need to win a championship. And DeBoer isn't out there going, man, I got to cover this up because this isn't good enough. DeBoer's like, I can just send my guys out there and say, go.
And you see it with the records that we've talked about pretty continuously. The Stars still have an opportunity to have the most regular season points they've ever had. They still have the opportunity to take the Presidents for just the third time in franchise history. They had their 25th comeback win, which ties a franchise record. They have the most points they've ever gotten on the road. So you just keep them stack up, which is a great thing. It also intensifies pressure going into the playoffs because this definitely feels like a Stanley Cup or bust kind of team. And by the way, somebody asked if Tanev was back. He played 20 minutes last night. So
I think they're asking, Kevin, I think it's more like, is he back? No, like UT? Like when UT was back?
Maybe
not exactly.
Yeah.
But they said, we're back.
I think he is back.
Okay.
Back.
Okay. Then, not just physically.
No, not
there,
just back. He's back.
He's back.
And so that's another positive for the Stars, because we all agree that was a very savvy move that they made at the deadline. And they haven't clinched Central Division yet, and they haven't clinched the number one seed in the West yet, but this brings you one step closer. One more win, you've got it. It could be a combination of Colorado and Winnipeg and Vancouver trip-ups, and I think your next game is against Winnipeg.
Yeah, we know what their name is.
With you on that. They have actually, ever since, it feels like right about the time you started calling them Lose-a-Peg, they have stepped it up. They've won four straight.
Good. They have ice advantage over Colorado. I'd like to play Lose-a-Peg in the second round over Colorado. I'm confident now that the Stars will beat Colorado in the playoffs, not by like a 4-0 or 4-1 situation. I think it'll be a battle, but you play Lose-a-Peg, you're winning that in five.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. The Stars play Winnipeg. If the Stars win, they can clinch the number one seed in the West. However, that also makes it much more likely that Lose-a-Peg will be... they will not have home ice against Colorado.
What's your favorite sport that is predetermined who wins?
Pro wrestling, brother.
It doesn't matter who the Stars play.
I like it.
Man, that is the second wrestling reference of the day, although I'm pretty sure the first one only came to my headset.
I do want to point out, Kevin.
Is that The Rock says that?
Yes.
Yeah, jabroni.
At some point, you might get mad and want to yell at Mike today. But I want you to remember a moment that you didn't see happen. Earlier you said something about the presidents, and Mike looked up and he almost made a joke, but he stopped. And I'm proud of Mike for that moment.
I didn't say trophy. I just said the president.
And he had all these thoughts. You could see he was like, oh my God. Yeah. It was like a little kid that just walked into a circus. He was like, which one do I want to go to first?
I'm pretty sure he screened Olympus is falling in his head when you said they took the presidents.
A lot. That was happening.
He held back so that you could finish your point. Remember.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much for that restraint.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.